Monday of the fourth week in Lent. Jesus, having spent a couple of days in Samaria, now returns to Galilee. As a result of his conversation with the woman at the well and her witness to the townsfolk afterwards, it appears they're all accepting Jesus as their Messiah. This is a better response than anything Jesus has gotten from among his own people. Galilee, of course, is where Jesus grew up. About 10 miles north of his hometown of Nazareth is Cana, where he had inaugurated his public ministry by turning water into wine, and about 15 miles east from Cana is Capernaum, where the official with the sick son in today's gospel lives. So Jesus is returning to his old stomping grounds. And in spite of what Jesus had said earlier about prophets not being welcomed in their own place, he's well received because the people had heard about what Jesus had done in Jerusalem during his visit there. While he's in Cana, a high official comes to ask Jesus to cure his son who's dying. Jesus's initial reaction is negative. He says that people are just looking for miracles, signs, and wonders. He's apparently upset that people are coming to him for what, at least in one sense, is the wrong reason. The official isn't put off and repeats his appeal for Jesus to come and heal his son before he dies. As we know, faith in Jesus and a willingness to be persistent are often hallmarks of his miracles. Perhaps to test the man's faith, Jesus ignores the invitation to go to the official's house. In the other Gospels, it's a centurion who tells Jesus it isn't necessary to go to his house. He was a Gentile and knew that Jesus shouldn't go there. In our version today, Jesus simply says, "You may go, your son will live." The man believes and sets off for his home, only to discover his servants on the road to tell him that his son has recovered. Learning that the fever ebbed at the very moment when Jesus promised that the boy would live, he and his household come to believe. John tells us that this is the second of the seven signs that Jesus performed. The message is that Jesus brings life, eternal life, that begins as soon as we devote ourselves in faith to Jesus and to his way. In this unique experience of Lent, where many of us feel isolated, it's an ideal time to renew our promise to always walk with Jesus and to ask for a deeper faith to do so. God bless.